Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about our 45th president, Donald Trump, who after one full year has exhibited mastery of his office and the level of a duck-billed platypus playing a harpsichord. After 12 months, Dopey Donald has seen his problems stack up behind him like a bouquet of bombs from the Acme Company being wafted aloft by helium balloons approaching an archery range for the easily distracted. His administration has been marked by division, derision, indecision, and lack of supervision. Confusion, seclusion, delusion, and collusion. More missteps than the last place finisher in a drunken hopscotch tournament played on cobblestones. Blindfolded. In his recent book, Fire and Fury, author Michael Wolff said 100% of White House insiders believe their boss is a couple sandwiches short of a picnic, if you catch my drift. The wheel is spinning, but the hamster is dead. Snuck into the gene pool while the lifeguard was chatting up the girl who runs the hot dog stand. Has the same mental capacity that God gave a bucket of hair. And then in response, the former New York City real estate developer proved that no matter how many governments he antagonizes, family members he insults, or staffers he alienates, his own worst enemy remains himself. Attempting to stem the backlash from Wolff's book, the president tweeted, and these are quotes, that he is, like, really smart and a stable genius. A statement that can only be interpreted as meaning that he's really good around horse manure. Then he gets into a fight with Kim Jong-un over whose nuclear button is bigger. When we all know it has to be Trump. He needs it to accommodate his tiny hands. All that in just the first few days of 2018. Fasten your seatbelts, folks. It's going to be a bumpy year. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.